and I am a Midwestern mom to two teens and a tween, and I am gutted, Leia, that my oldest is off at college living his best life. I want him to come home immediately. Because I see no need for him to change and grow. He can just, you know, mold in the basement. But anyway, I am collaging and I am decluttering and I am burning fall themed candles.
Of course you are.
Yes. And I am just finding myself with more time for me now that my kids are getting older and, you know, more independent every day.
Mm-hmm. I know. Isn't that great?
It is great, Leia. Yes. It is.
Mm-hmm. It's so great. I know. Same. Well, hi, I'm Leia, and I am a 57-year-old mother of two daughters, nearly 19 and 17. So one has left home for university, and the other is becoming more independent by the day. So I am learning to reinvent myself as a close to empty nester, along with my partner, Don. We live in Beijing, China, with our youngest daughter, where we teach at an international school and are trying to not take for granted this amazing life that we've built for ourselves overseas.
Leia, I feel like we do need to mention that this is our 100th episode.
I know, Edie. How did that even happen?
Well, it all happened because you started a podcast by yourself in some closet in California.
Didn't go so well.
Yeah. You know, you needed someone to talk to. And then we bought that that Jack Canfield book. And all of a sudden we had a podcast.
I know. And it just happened. Like, it felt so easy. There was so much ease and flow, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing but fun. And even though we had so much to figure out and do and materialize, it just happened because we were really passionate together. And it was, and we just decided we were going to make it joyful. And it was nothing but fun.
My friend Lena is always saying that she can't believe how we keep coming up with new things to talk about.
It's never ending.
It's never ending.
There'll be thousands more episodes. Well, it's been joyful the whole time. So even when I got myself back to China and, you know, we had to figure out how to podcast from different places and various time zones, we've just made it work. And I always look forward to our Sunday evening podcast sessions, or whenever we can fit it in. My Sunday evening, usually your very early Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just always a good time. And just planning in the background, right? Just chatting about what our next episodes are going to be and taking notes and comparing things. It's so fun.
Yeah, we've never been in such close contact for such a long period of time, right, Leia?
It's true. We've been good friends for
years,
years, like 25, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But this podcast, woo,
yeah,
brought us together in a big way.
It did. It's so good. I'm proud of us, Leia. 100 episodes. That's like something to really take in, you know, and
it is.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yay for us.
Yay us.
We're the two chit chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
A melange of food-related tips and advent calendars.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Trying new things in midlife.
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. So, Edie, what is your 100th tip?
It's a good one, Leia.
I bet it is.
In my opinion, it is time to order advent calendars. And I really don't want to hear that it is too early, because advent calendars run out. And you have to be ready for December 1st.
Okay.
So I started buying my kids advent calendars, I don't know, a couple of years ago, I used to just do like the one where you open the window and there's a little chocolate or something inside.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that the only kind?
No! Advent calendars are like a huge thing now. And I find that all the days leading up to Christmas are, I don't know, they're like more fun than the actual day of Christmas to me.
Huh. Okay, I get that.
You know, I don't know. I like all the lead up to it. For example, Leia, last year I got Gus a tea advent calendar. And when he woke up, he would make himself a new flavor of tea every day.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So Lulu, I bought her a gemstone advent calendar where every day you'd open it up and there would be a different gemstone in it. That one turned into a disappointment because there were like glass things in there that weren't rocks. So I complained and got my money back. But
but she got to keep the gemstones.
Yeah, there were some gemstones, and we threw the colored glass in, you know, around some plants. But you know, you could if you don't. I could have gone like to Bernie's Rock Shop and bought 24 cute little stones and, you know, made my own for her.
Right.
And then Leonard, I got one for him that had a whole variety of different German candies because he.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah. My friend Kristen Miller one year bought me one with different like body lotions, little bottles of body lotions and face serums and.
What?
Yeah.
This is just unbelievable to me. I had no idea.
Yeah, you can get makeup ones. There's, the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. So
fabulous. I cannot wait to leave China and come to North America to experience the advent calendars because come on.
It's fun.
Wow.
You open your little door and something, you know, a little something is there.
And I thought you only could get waxy chocolate in the little windows.
Yeah, that's pretty old school. You know, that's over.
Okay.
So I have a recommendation for this year's advent calendar. Uh-huh. I will be getting this for, Lulu or Gus. I think Gus wants like another tea calendar. I'll have to see. But this year, William Sonoma has a Dolly Parton advent calendar.
Oh my gosh.
It's a Holly Dolly advent calendar. And I'm telling you people, it will sell out. So,
get it.
In this advent calendar, you get such delicacies as gummy butterflies. Cause you know, the butterfly is Dolly's symbol. You can get champagne bubbles, which doesn't really make sense. Cause I don't think Dolly drinks and sour Santas.
Oh,
right?
My mind is blown. I can't even.
Yeah, I love it. There's also like Lego advent calendars and bobblehead calendars, you know, sock calendars. Wow.
Mm-hmm. These must be really expensive.
No, the most I would pay for one would be $50, and that is pricey, but you know.
Uh-huh. You got a lot of gifts in there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, this is an excellent 100th tip, I have to say.
Oh, good. I didn't want to disappoint.
My. Oh, okay. Well, the pressure is on for me to make it a good one. I'm not sure it's as good as yours, but our loyal listeners do know that I am a bit of a magazine fanatic. I read on my iPad and I download magazines for free from my Flipster app from Seattle Public Library that I've had for years and years and years, and it gives me endless delight. So that's your first tip, like download a magazine app from your library, because Dollars to Donuts, you can get these too if you if you're wondering like how I have access to these hundreds of magazines, including Real Simple back to 2013.
Yes.
But today's tips are compliments of the last issue of People magazine. And yes. So there's a whole sort of foodie section in there.
What?
This week with Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, yay!
The Rock.
I love him.
I love him too. He is awesome, right?
He's
maybe
awesome.
He should even be the president. I don't know. But anyway, no politics.
Yeah, no
but
politics.
Here's what he says. He says, don't cheat yourself, treat yourself.
Oh, such poetry from Dwayne.
Poetry. I know. Gotta love him. But then there are 50 different tips for good eating. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you 50. I'm going to give you my top tips.
Give us 100, okay. Leah. Give us 100.
Oh, I wish I could. Oh, I should have thought of that. Would be a very long episode.
Yes.
Okay, here's one that I loved. And I don't know if you've thought of this before. Apparently it's a thing now. It's a viral recipe. It's going around.
Yeah.
Grated egg on avocado toast.
Oh, I hate eggs, but I bet my children would love that. I think that's an excellent tip. I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
So you put the egg on top.
Yes.
And you've got a whole new taste and texture sensation. So you finally grate the hard-boiled egg over a slice of avocado toast.
I love
it. Apparently, yeah, this became a big TikTok hit. Got almost 53 million views to date. So they say it's light, fluffy, the shreds virtually melt in your mouth, elevating the basic toast in a satisfyingly simple way.
All right. That's a good one.
Okay, right? Mm-hmm. I like that one a lot. Okay, so my next food tip actually has to do with a Netflix show that I was thinking that I would talk about in this episode anyway. And then here it was up on the food, you know, the 50 top foodie extravaganzas on people. So this show is called The Bear. Have you heard of it, Edie?
I have heard of it. And, well, I have a comment after you tell us about it.
Okay. So I'm watching it on Hulu, and it's about this, like a fine dining chef, Carmi Burzatto, okay? And he comes home to Chicago to save his family's sandwich shop after his brother suicides.
Mm.
And there's a lot of chaos in this kitchen. There's a huge amount of tension. It's billed as a comedy. I'm gonna say it's not a comedy. There are funny moments, but there's a lot of stress, because if you've ever worked in a kitchen, and I haven't, I've barely worked in my own, but this makes me not want to ever work in a restaurant. But at the same time, just watching sort of the orchestra, the, you know, the fine tuning that happens in the background, and sometimes the disaster, it's just really gripping. It's a tough, raw, kind of tense and tender show, I would say. And here they say it leaves the viewers hungry for season two.
Yeah, people are loving that show, but I worked as a waitress for several years, and I do not need to watch the pressure and the drama of a restaurant, because I can still feel it stored away in my body, Leah. It's like, oh, it was just too much.
Yeah. I believe this would bring back a lot of visceral feelings for people who have worked in restaurants. So if you're happy to bring that back, then go for it. And if not, like, whoo, you might want to stay away. But it's really enjoyable and quite gripping. And it's not super long. I think each episode is 22 to 25 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So I appreciate that too, that it's not, you know, you're not swept away in a long saga of an episode each time.
Yeah.
Okay. And my last food tip, though there were 50, I just chose three, you know, three that really resonated with me. And these are mail order soup dumplings. Yes. So I don't know if you've ever had Xiaolong Bao before, but these are soup dumplings, which doesn't mean that they are in soup. So here's the amazing thing. These are beautiful. We love to eat them. Sometimes we go to Din Tai Fung, which is a famous restaurant, Shanghaiese restaurant, and they make the best xiaolongbao in the world. And so they're like these little delicate parcels, right? Think of a dumpling, and they're filled with pork, ginger, garlic, and the sort of how do you say it? Like a jiggly stock that like it's not fully like think about can only like fat before it's been warmed up, so it's semi-solid, right? But then it melts into a broth when it's steamed. And so when you pop these babies into your mouth, it's like you're getting exploding soup in a dumpling.
Oh.
It is something to experience.
Yeah.
So, so delicious. So here they say that you can order 50 of them for $40. They will be delivered to your house, and they will taste just like they came out of a restaurant kitchen. And you can get them at the xcj.com. So thexcj.com. We'll put that in the show notes in case you've been craving 50 soup dumplings and, you know, you want to delight, you want to have a special occasion. Could be really fun.
Do you think The Rock is eating these?
I think The Rock is eating them.
Yeah.
I think The Rock is putting them away, like just chowing down on these.
To fuel that body he has.
I know. The Rock. Okay, so those are my tips on our 100th episode.
Excellent tips. Them. I love it.
Okay.
Okay, do I hear a campfire?
Oh, do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for Campfire Chat. Since it's our 100th episode, we wanted to make it really special.
Well, not that it isn't always.
Well, but we also wanted to target this episode to our target audience.
Yes, which happens to be women of a certain age, hoping to better themselves.
So we thought we'd talk about some of the things we are doing or aspiring to do that will break us out of our midlife routines and get our juices flowing again.
Ooh, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some juices that have stopped flowing, and I have no desire to start them again, Edie. Ew.
Leah!
I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, my goodness. Why don't you get us started with something new that you'd like to learn to do? Let's do that instead of going down that other rabbit hole.
Yes, okay, good. Please, I'm sorry. Embarrassing. Okay, well, something I'd like to learn to do, how about something I am learning in the present tense? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, because this is actually huge for me, Edie, because I have become a podcast editor. So we started a podcast in our 50s, which is amazing as it is. We learned everything we had to do to become podcasters. We got the equipment. We did all of that. And we paid my lovely daughter, Charlotte, to do the editing for us. And she has, for the last year and a half, almost 2 years, done a brilliant job of editing. But this summer, as many of you know, she left China to move to Canada to go to university. And before she left, she truly set me up, Edie, didn't she? Amazing. So she gave me a lot of one-on-one support. We edited several episodes together. She made a booklet that I religiously refer to, like an online booklet where I can actually click on links and watch videos she's made showing me how to do things. And it's just step by step by step. Everything I have to do from turning on the computer and the microphone to uploading it to doing all the editing and the sound and the whole schmozzle, Edie. So but even so, it's still when I'm here with my fingers trying to do it, it's not easy at all.
No.
No. There's nothing intuitive about this, especially for, you know, I mean, I consider myself pretty computer literate.
Yes.
But this is just a whole new skill set, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I called a guy, Jimmy, a few weeks ago, who's been coming over, teaching me how to use GarageBand a little bit more efficiently, giving me a few tips and tricks. Mm-hmm. And then he got me set up with this box. My head's in a box right now.
Oh,
if you can imagine that, listeners.
Yep,
I'm in this big blue box for sound because we live in a big city of 21 million people. And I live in an apartment and there's dogs and there's traffic and there's all kinds of things coming at me. So now we're doing some soundproofing. And I'm figuring out also how to, you know, cut, move, calibrate, adjust the sound. I'm trying to yell right now. I'm trying to be really, really loud, but no matter what I do, Edie's voice is louder than mine. So I'm always tweaking the sound to turn Edie's voice down and mine up. There's no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
But, so it's challenging, but I feel really, really proud of myself, Edie, and I want this. Like, I want us to keep going with our podcast, and this was kind of the only way that we were going to make it happen.
Yeah.
So I have learned something new, and I'm getting better all the time.
Yes, you are. I mean, I am super impressed because I didn't want to learn this, and I do have to say about my voice, I'm nowhere near my microphone, Leia. I'm just a loud person.
You should be an opera singer or something, right?
I should be. I should learn how to do that.
Yeah, maybe that's what you could learn.
Oh, brother.
Oh, wow. Impressive. You've got an impressive voice. Must come come in handy in the classroom.
Yeah, that's probably why it is so loud. Sometimes when I come home from work and I call a friend, I realize I'm just yelling, you know, like, hello! Oh, the adrenaline.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay. So what about you? What are you learning or what do you want to learn that's new?
Well, I too am in the process of learning more, Leia, and I'm learning more about art journaling, collage, and junk journaling. You'd think, you know, what's the big deal? You just, you know, glue some stuff on, you know, a surface. But there is so much to learn, and I treated myself to a year of art dates with Kelly Ray Roberts, and she, every month, she has a different artist friend who she talks to, and then that artist friend gives you a little teaching video. I have learned so much. I'm now collaging with dried paint chips in an art journal. I've never kept an art journal, and I love it. I've gotten like different, you know, types of paints, done different layering. Mm-hmm. There's so much to learn, and I just love it. I'm putting, this is for further down the road when spring, you know, comes to Wisconsin. I need to learn more about gardening because my garden, I tried this new technique called any plant that volunteers to show up in the garden, I was going to just leave there. Oh my gosh, it's a hot mess. I don't even want to walk by it. I just avoid it. So I really want to learn more about gardening. I mean, I probably already know what I need to do. But I found out yesterday that my oldest son has joined a gardening club, Leia.
In university.
Yeah. Did you ever see him helping me in my garden or even going outside?
I was going to say, I don't think I've seen him out of the basement.
He would go for his jogs at night. You know, he's like a vampire. But he's like, I'm like, what clubs did you join? And I didn't talk like that. You know, I was, what clubs did you join? Like he's two. But he's like, the first one he told me about was called Slug. Sustainable Lawrence University Gardening.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's I picked tomatoes and then he cut up the plants and put them in the compost.
Whoa. What is happening?
I know.
Head spin.
I know. Oh. It's good.
See, we don't know what our kids are really learning. Or, you know, they feign disinterest. And
yes.
Hello.
Well, I don't really understand why the slug club is happening for him. But, you know, it's good. It's good.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Super cool. Okay, well, let's move on to trying some new adventures mm-hmm. in midlife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one strikes a chord with me because, you know, I'm a huge adventurer.
You are.
I've lived abroad for like more than half my life. I've lived mm-hmm. in Germany, Greece, Taiwan, Korea, Hong Kong, China. So, you know, there's nothing I love more than to travel. And that's one of the reasons that we teach internationally, because it affords us that mm-hmm. opportunity. But, you know, with the dynamic zero COVID policy in China, mm-hmm. that has been and is totally off the plate for the time being. And I have to say, it's really, really hard on us. It mm-hmm. sucks. So, it's a hard question to answer just in this moment, but is baking pie an adventure?
Oh, I suppose it could be. Why not?
It could be.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Canadian Thanksgiving is coming up and I want to give it a go. I really don't like pumpkin pie myself personally, but I love pecan pie or apple pie. I think I could try my hand at one of those, and that would be, you know, a kitchen adventure, and that would do me some good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Oh, hang on. I do have one thing lined up. We are going on a sidecar motorcycle tour around Beijing sometime in the next few weeks. So that'll be fun. We're going to see all the historic sites, you know, sitting on a motorcycle or sitting on the in a sidecar next to a mm-hmm. motorcycle. Eat some good spicy northern food, you know, suck up some pollution and fumes.
Oh, my goodness.
But we're at it. Oh, actually, Beijing's pretty clean lately, which is fabulous. Last few years, we've had lots of blue skies. So we'll make sure we do go on a blue sky day. But, yeah, so we can have adventures where we are, too. And I mm-hmm. think that's a big lesson for me. Like, you don't need to be in a different country or a mm-hmm. different city to have an adventure, right?
Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Right. You can have an adventure at home making pie, right?
Yes. Amen. What's your adventure you want to have?
Well, this adventure just came about, I think, last week. I was talking with my friend Lena, and mm-hmm. we are going to Nashville.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I don't think she's ever been, and I've never been. And we figured out it's only an 8-hour drive for me and 4 hours for her. And Lena used to do line dancing, and she has all these wigs that she used to wear line dancing. So she's going to bring them, and we're going to experience music at restaurants and museums and the works. I did learn something, Leia. I learned that uh-huh. Graceland, the home of Elvis, is 3.5 hours from Nashville. So I don't think that'll be happening. I mean, that must be its own destination.
Well, that is really cool. When are you planning to go?
I don't know. We'll go when we go, within a year.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough. Okay. Get planning. That's half mm-hmm. the fun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, so the next thing we want to talk about is being social. What do you think, Leia?
Trying something new in the social department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to belong to a book club when we lived in Guangzhou in southern China, like 20 years ago. And we had so much fun in that book club. We mostly, you know, ate and just mm-hmm. had fun together. But I have to say, since I've moved to Beijing, nobody's invited me to join their book club.
Oh.
So, you know, people keep talking about their book clubs, but, you know, nobody's inviting me. So I think I'm going to start my own.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Well, why not? If you want one, yeah. Start your own.
Right? I think so. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of other people looking to chat about books and eat, because mine will definitely involve a potluck at each of our events, because, you know, I just think that's the joy of a book club is eating people's all kinds of different food. I know that you may not concur with this, Edie, but
yeah,
you know,
I don't concur.
I just want to dive into all kinds of people's dips and desserts, and I'm there for it. So, yes, people who join my book club will have to like potlucking as well. But, yeah, and I think, what book will I start with? Well, I don't even know. Never mind. I'm not going to go there. But they're going to be, I think it'll be a light book club, though. Maybe talking about comedy, you know, choosing, that's good, right? Yes, we'll choose lighthearted books, like really, really well-written books, but fun ones.
Yeah, I like it.
The fun book club.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's me.
Yeah, that's you. So, Leah, I'm going to give you a couple tips and tricks about book clubs, even though you didn't ask for any tips and tricks.
Yes, please. I'll take them.
I am in a book club where during the school year, we just meet every other month.
That's not enough.
Oh, it is enough when you have to read a lot of books, because people get angry because they don't only want to be reading book clubs for, like books for book club. And then
why my books will be fun. So people will want to read them and they'll read them fast.
Okay. Well, I guess I must be wrong. And also we meet like every month in the summer, which isn't true because I think we only met once in the summer because people were so busy. And about the potluck, this isn't even, people have feel pressured enough to read the book. And like myself, knowing I would have to bring a dish to pass, that would be like not a good book club for me. But obviously you're stoked about it. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what do you, don't eat at your book clubs? What do you do?
We only meet, we'll meet at like a coffee shop and we'll all get something to drink. No, we don't eat.
Well, that's revolutionary. I mean, maybe it's not.
I've been in a lot of book clubs. In fact, my uncle had banned me from joining or starting book clubs because I always ended up getting, they just ended in drama.
Have you lost friends over book clubs?
Possibly. Yeah, because you have to have people who are on the same page. Like, I was in a book club. Like, I think you should have been in this book club. They wanted to eat and drink wine and not discuss the book. Like, they discussed
the book club
8 minutes. And I hated it. It's like, why are we, why don't you just have a wine and food book, you know, club and keep the book out? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess you need to be clear about what kind of book club you are at the beginning, right? That's a good tip. Yeah,
I think that's what I was getting at. That's the tip. Be very clear so you can get people who want to do that.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. Okay, so what about you being social? What are you going to do?
Well, I have this book club every other month, as mentioned.
That's enough?
Well, I could. I was thinking I might make plans to meet up with three friends a month just to meet for coffee. But that actually seems too ambitious. I'm not a really social person.
Edie, this is about trying new things in midlife. Social section. Give us something. Come on.
Ugh. Well, I just
really resonates with you, huh? Spending time with people.
Well, I mean, the most I could do, and this would be adventurous for me, would be to meet up with three friends who I really like in the area, like meeting for something quick and easy. I don't like to have people in my house after 6 or 5 because then they never leave, Leia. And it's like, I need people to leave.
Maybe you could have breakfast gatherings or something.
Yes, I could do that. I like to do it like right away when I'm fresh, but I am not a night owl. And
no, you're not.
You know, I need people That's gone. Sure. Oh, that maybe that could be it. I could host a morning coffee. How about that? I could do that. I would love that.
And you could even buy donuts. It's not like you have to be making waffles in the background.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to host a breakfast for real. I'm not even lying.
Okay. I'm glad we could get around to that.
Oh my gosh. It was a journey.
Wow. Okay. A journey. Okay. Speaking of journeys, we're on to nature now. Mm-hmm. What can we do in nature? It's something that's new. And well, I have mine. I brought it up last week in the podcast that we have this place that we're able to use now at the Great Wall of China. So this is super cool. I was just talking about how we couldn't leave Beijing right now because of the zero COVID policy, but the Great Wall is technically still in Beijing. So here's a piece of trivia for you. Think about Washington, D.C., right? It's a pretty wide area, and it includes, right? It's not just the capital. So same with Beijing. So Beijing goes beyond the city, and it includes a wide swath of the Great Wall. So we can still get out there. So now we have this cottage, this house that we can go to. And it's the perfect time of year to be doing some leaf peeping, a little bit of hiking, maybe sunrise on the wall. Actually, that's more for you, isn't it, Edie?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe...
sunset on the wall.
Right?
Maybe I'll work up to the sunrise. But yes. So we're going to be trying to get out to this place as often as possible over the next few months. I'm not sure what it will be like in the winter. We might not have enough heating to manage comfortably there, but, you know, maybe. But for the time being, that's, you know, we're good to go. And in fact, we are packing up and leaving tomorrow morning for a few days there. So we are psyched.
All right. Well, that sounds super fun, Leah.
I know. Okay. What about you? Nature.
So I encouraged my boyfriend to take pictures of Wisconsin nature and make his loved ones like a calendar of all his hikes and camping trips. So does that count?
Well, he's doing it, not you.
I'm going to be receiving a beautiful nature calendar.
Will that allow you to not go out in nature? Or you do like hiking, though, don't you?
No, I do. I just need to go along with him on more of his, you know, outdoor adventures, especially as fall comes up. I don't know. Yes. For whatever reason, this year I haven't been into, like, hiking and going outside. But that needs to change. So I guess I'll go with him on some of his photo adventures and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and remember, we have more time now that our kids are getting older, so you can do that more easily, you know, and your kids are not going to destroy the house while you're gone. Hopefully.
No, they won't.
They won't clean it up, but they won't destroy it.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, boy.
All right, Leah, our last topic to talk about is self-love.
Oh, I'm on a journey of self-love.
Yes.
Yes, I really am, actually. But one of the things that I have done for myself this summer that I'm continuing to work on, but I don't like to say work on because that makes it seem unenjoyable, and I'm trying to make this enjoyable, is
what about explore?
Explore. Yeah. Delve into. I want to learn to love to sleep. So this has been a lifelong struggle for me since I was a baby. Apparently, I didn't even nap as a baby. So I just, you know, I have nights that are just, I have intense dreams. And so then I don't want to go to bed. And it's just this bad cycle. So anyway, one of the things that I have been doing these last few months, in addition to receiving some hypnosis, is setting up a sleep routine. And one of the things that my therapist has taught me to do, which I don't always want to do, and it enrages me, actually, is to not use my bed as a place to read and relax and do work and eat and watch TV and all the things that I have done in bed for the last many years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right? So this is like a big mind shift for me. This is massive. And I think that I've loved my bed so much, Edie, that there are actually no other comfortable places in the house to sit. Honestly, there is not one place that I find suits me and gives me comfort in this house other than the bed. So one of the things, I know, it's ridiculous. It's not that we have, you know, we're sitting around on lawn chairs here or anything, but I don't know, like nothing is cozy enough for me or just sits quite well enough that I'm like, oh, I can't wait to sit in that chair or lounge on that sofa. So I need to find this. I need to find a comfortable place in my house that I love to go to. I love to lounge on and sit and read in and relax on. That is not my bed.
That's
big. So this is part of my self-love is allowing myself to get out of bed. And to use my bed to sleep. And I'm setting up a good routine with, you know, as I fall asleep, the things I'm thinking about, and as I prepare for bed and all of those good things, that's happening for me. But now I just need to find a good place outside of the bedroom.
All right. That's good, Leah. I like it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, for self-love, what I am going to do is I am going to learn how to foam roll. Have you ever foam rolled, Leah?
I am foam rolling all the time.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
You can pull a muscle,
it's not
foam rolling.
Great. Oh my gosh, yes! You have to contort yourself, but it's very effective when you do it, you know?
Even if
you just do 5 minutes. So I'm always like, I try and remember, I used to belong to a gym and sometimes I'd go to foam rolling class. So I would just try and remember what they did. But
right down that fascia.
Yeah. I found a book at St. Vincent's last time I was in there and it's all about foam rolling and the chapters like target different, you know, how to foam roll for your lower back or your shoulders or whatever. So I am going to start exploring that today after my run walk. And I also think this kind of piggybacks on what you said. I need to invest in a new mattress. I wake up every day just like sore. I need like a new mattress.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Remember we spend, what, a third of our lives in bed? I was probably spending 3/4 of my life in bed up until recently.
Oh,
but,
boy.
You know, let's say a third. Yeah, you've got to make it work for you, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Go get your new mattress for your midlife.
My midlife mattress.
Oh, good one. Midlife mattress. Hashtag midlife mattress.
It's time for the chit-chat challenge of the week.
So every week we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, a really fun place to chat with other listeners to the podcast and give your opinions and recommendations.
Your challenge this week is to try something new. The categories that we talked about in this episode were learning, nature, social, adventure, and self-love.
Yeah. Okay. Good stuff. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs, Instagram, and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and to the Chit Chat Coop.
Yes. And to celebrate our 100th episode with us, we would really love a review on iTunes. Let's get our next 1,000 subscribers and then some.
Yes. Thanks, Leah, for editing this podcast and for learning something new.
You bet. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.